Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Pastor Tammy Bailey would like to invite you to the Refuge Church. They're located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school is at 10, Sunday worship at 10:45, Sunday evening prayer is at 5, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday Bible study at 7, Wednesday youth group at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956. Drew's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located in Corn, Oklahoma. For all your plumbing and HVAC needs, call Drew's at 580-343-2525. A company that cares.
We're back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest this morning is Pastor Joe Thompson. Before you get back started into your message, would you like to share your church service times and any announcements?
Yes. Elk City Church of God, and we're located at 501 West 1st. And if you're not familiar where that happens to be, we're just east of the junior high on 1st Street. If you go to the west side of Homeland and you turn north and go 2 blocks, you will almost literally run into our building. Interesting thing is that our building does sit almost onto the street, which, you know, according to it really shouldn't. But whenever they were building the educational wing, because the original building had sit there, they allowed them to go back to where that was. And that had been there since 1918, the original building. So they said you can go back to where the original building was. So we only sit like maybe 10 feet off the street on the east side. So you almost literally run into our building if you're going there. You're welcome to come visit. We have Sunday school 9:45, worship at 10:45. Right now we've had a lot of sickness, so our Tuesday noon we haven't been doing. But hopefully, at least by the 1st of March, we're going to resume our Tuesday noon studies. And basically, that we start at noon, we have a light lunch, we do a little study, we try to be done with the main part of it by a little before 1. So somebody wants to come during the lunch hour, they can do that and be back to work. We do have youth activities that are being going on from time to time. And just love to have you come and visit us. All right. Well, we're talking about refreshing your spirit, and we've talked about the idea that we need to spend time alone with God, and then we need to spend time with fellow believers, fellow Christians. And then the third thing I want to talk about is that we need to spend time in God's Word, and could have included this in spending time alone with God, but I think it's so important that I wanted to include that in a separate point here, because spending time in God's Word is so vital to living. Mm-hmm. Psalm 119:11 says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. And when you refresh your spirit through God's word, you really have less to fret about in life. And the only way to know how to live is to listen to the one who gave you life. And what's one of the primary ways that we listen to the one who gave us life? Well, that's through his word, the Bible. Because the Bible gives us information on how to deal with every aspect of our lives. And I think that's what we oftentimes overlook. We think, well, the Bible only deals with the spiritual side of life. Well, guess what? I mentioned at the very beginning we're spiritual beings. Mm-hmm. And so every aspect of life is in some way or another spiritual. And so that's the reason why it's so important we spend time in God's word. I mean, it gives us advice on relationships and how to deal with one another and how to take care of one another. And part of relationships, you know, is even in the laws. And did you know that a lot of our Constitution and a lot of our laws are based on biblical principles? Mm-hmm. And so it gives us the advice on how to deal with that. It tells us how to deal with our money. Mm-hmm. And that we're to give our tithe back to God, that 10%. And by the way, I'll just tell you that if you tithe and you're doing it because you really are trusting God, God will always meet your need. Not saying you'll get rich. You know, there are some people who say, well, give your money to the church, you'll get rich. No, not necessarily. But, you know, I've been tithing basically since I was earning money in high school. And I've always been able to meet the financial obligations that I have, even when I've made some really boneheaded mistakes, mm-hmm. you know, because God is faithful. And so I think tithing helps us to deal with managing our money, because it means that we're looking at, okay, here's how God wants me to spend the other 90%, you know, and setting us out of budget and things of that nature. And that's part of the, I think, God's thinking is saying, you know, does God need our money? Now, he owns cattle on 1,000 hills, but that's part of it. We learn the importance of honesty from God's word, and how it's important that we're honest with one another, and that that helps to build relationships, that helps to build community. Mm-hmm. All those things that it deals there, and then it advises how to deal with others in business. And if you go through a lot of the laws that God gives in Exodus and Leviticus, a lot of that has to deal with how you're dealing with business relationships with others, you know. For example, it says if you are borrowing your neighbor's donkey and the donkey dies, you need to pay the neighbor for the donkey, basically. Mm-hmm. However, if you are using the neighbor's donkey, and the neighbors are using the donkey, and the donkey's there, but you were paying for that, you're renting the donkey, so it's the neighbor's responsibility. Mm. You know, financial. Mm-hmm. You know, how to deal with others in business. There's practical advice when it comes to our health, and you look at all the things the Old Testament and all that. And God says, if you'll do these things, I will put on you none of these diseases of the Egyptians. It was a lot of the things we look at, you know, as being religious, but it was actually health-wise, God saying, mm-hmm. don't do it. or do it this way, because it's health-wise. We learn to take care of the world we live in. It's the only world we've got. And so we learn to do that. And then ultimately, of course, the Bible points us to a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And so the Bible deals with every aspect of our lives, not just the spiritual side. It deals with all of life. And we're fortunate that we live in a world where access to God's Word is easier than ever before. Mm-hmm. There are currently, it's estimated, about 6 Bibles in the world today. We're living in a world of a little over 8 billion people, so, you wow. know, 3/4 of the world supposedly would have. Now, if you're like me, I've got 5 or 6 Bibles, you know, so not that that doesn't pan out, but, you know, there are 6 billion Bibles in the world today. Every year there are approximately 100 million Bibles being printed. That's 38 Bibles being sold every minute. And currently the Bible app, which Life Church puts out, and there are other Bible apps out there, but the latest numbers I could get on that, they currently have 500 million subscribers.
Wow.
And so access to God's Word is easier than ever before. We know there are a lot of countries where it's not as easy. There are some countries of the world where they will take a Bible and they will rip it to pieces, and they will give out a chapter or maybe a couple of chapters to everybody in the church and tell them to memorize that chapter. And so whenever they want to have that chapter, they will call on that person who has that chapter memorized.
That's pretty neat.
To, you know, read the chapter to them from mm-hmm. memory. The Word of God is available, but not as easily accessible as it is for most of us. But there are people out there who still have not heard and who need to hear. But the reason for there being so many Bibles in the world is because, obviously, the Bible makes a difference in people's lives. If the Bible wasn't, God's Word wasn't making a difference in people's lives, why would people be buying it?
Right.
Why would anyone want to read the Bible if it's not going to change their life or doesn't have the potential to change their lives? And that's the reason why those who are against it are so adamantly opposed to it, because it changes people's lives. If it doesn't make a difference in a person's life, why in the world are they against it in the first mm-hmm. place? And so we would be wise to spend time in it, in letting God's Word change our life as well. And so we should also encourage others to let the Bible change them as well. And so that's the reason why I just wanted to put that in there as an addition. That's actually part of spending time with God, but we need to make sure that part of our spending our time with God is in His Word. Mm-hmm. I'm all for being in church, worshiping. I'm all for hearing the preacher preach. I'm all for Christian music. But we need to spend time individually in God's Word as well, mm-hmm. because that is ultimately what's going to change our lives. And then as our lives are changed, we can help others to change their lives as well. So maybe we need to ask ourselves some questions like, what am I doing to spend time with God so that He can refresh my spirit? What habits do I need to break that are stealing my time from God? What are those things that are in my life that I let take over and not spending time with God on a regular basis, on a daily basis? And then you can break a habit, but if you don't form a new habit, some other habit's going to take its right. place. Mm-hmm. So what habit do I need to form so that I can spend that time with God? You know, Jesus said, you know, if you clean out a house and a demon out of a house and it remains clean but nothing takes its place, seven more demons will come in. Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of the same concept here. If you get rid of one bad habit but you don't replace it with a good habit, then probably more bad habits are going to come in. So what habits do I need to form so that I can spend that time with him? How can I spend more time with fellow believers so that we can be refreshed together? Mm-hmm. And how do I foresee that spending time with them will encourage me in my walk with God? You know, we sometimes come together be out of habit, which is okay. But we need to come together not only out of habit, but with a purpose. And that's one, to be encouraged, but also to encourage one another. And so we need to be looking at ways we can encourage one another as we are together, as we spend those additional moments with them. Then we might also, whoops, I forgot to silence my phone, so that will...
I might have too.
How might my soul be refreshed by spending more time in God's Word and looking at things? What truths can I learn that will help me to cope with whatever I'm facing in life from God's Word? Because when we understand God's Word better, it encompasses all of life. Mm-hmm. What difference might I see a year from now if I spend time learning from God's Word daily? What will my life look like on February 1, 2025? Man, hard to say that.
Yeah. It's gonna say February 1, 2024.
You know, what will my life look like, you know? We need to anticipate what God wants to do in our hearts and our lives by spending that time with him. So we need to remember that lack of spiritual care is really a major cause of burnout in our lives. When your life loses meaning, then burnout really becomes an issue. Mm-hmm. And when your spiritual life is lacking, then it leads to a lack of meaning in other areas of your life. Here's a quote that I came across, and this is actually from WebMD. So we're talking about, you know, medical field. But this is a quote. It says, spirituality influences many decisions that people make. It encourages people to have better relationships with themselves, others, and the unknown. Spirituality can help you deal with stress by giving you a sense of peace, purpose, and forgiveness. And it often becomes more important in times of emotional stress or illness.
Wow.
That's from WebMD. That's not a preacher talking. That's, you know, a medical side talking. And so it says to me it's important for us to take care of our body and mind, but it's also important for us to take care of our spirit. Mm-hmm. And when you spend time with God, you're actually replenishing the oil in your spiritual lamp, so to speak. Let me explain. Imagine one of those old-fashioned lamps, you know, that have the oil, probably was kerosene in the old days or something of that nature, and the wick in it. And that wick's placed in the oil, and it gives light as long as there's oil in the lamp. What happens if the oil runs out? The wick burns and crusts over. And I've used these lamps before. I've had that happen. And as long as the oil's in there, it's burning fine. But when the lamp burns out and the oil or the wick burns and crusts over, you can pour more oil in the lamp, but it won't light. Because that it's crusted over, it's burnt on the top. And that's kind of like what it is with us in our lives. We have to depend on the power of the Holy Spirit providing us the oil. But if we get so busy we don't allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives, we don't have that replenishment of oil, then we're going to burn out. We're going to crush over. And the only way you can relight the lamp is to clip it off, get fresh oil coming up and relight it. And so when you're replenishing your life spiritually, you're putting in that spiritual oil, so to speak, so that your light will be able to shine brighter. And you can't share the light with others if your wick's burnt.
Right.
You have to have that spiritual oil in your life. So when you spend time with others, you're sharing your oil with them, and you're lifting them up. You're encouraging them through difficult times. Your light's shining brighter because your light's not only shining, but their light's shining together with you. And you're together. And so make sure that you're taking care of the spiritual side of your life. Taking care of the body and the mind are important. It's your body that's the vehicle that carries you. It's your mind that tells your body what to do. But ultimately, it's the spiritual side that you've got to be able to take care of as well. Because as I said in the beginning, spiritual care is nurturing the essence of who you really are. So take care of yourself spiritually. Don't forget the body and the mind, but take care of yourself spiritually, because that's really who you are. That's about all I've got this morning.
That's a good word. I really like the Psalm 119:11. That's one of my favorite verses. My two younger girls did a junior Bible quiz. So that was one of my favorites. That was a memory verse for junior Bible quiz.
Right.
Or quotation question is what they call them. So it was a good word. And I agree. Getting in the word is so important.
Right.
You're one of my favorites that comes on here. This show has discipled me through many trials and tribulations, and sometimes when I was involved in church, and there were times that I was in between churches, but I could always tune in here, and it's like getting the fellowship still, you know.
Yeah.
So yep. I'm still working on coming out of my shell, because I've been I became kind of a homebody during COVID too.
Well, you know, I understand that, so I try not to be too hard, but I just want to remind people, you know, God created us to be together. God said to Adam, it's not good for man to be alone. Or God said, it's not good for man to be alone. We had Adam, so he created Eve.
Right.
Says we're to be together. And I've said it before on here, but in reality, humankind is not complete with just Adam. It's Adam and Eve that makes it complete. And so we have to keep that in mind.
And celebrate our differences.
Yeah. Yeah.
And remain steady in those differences. Yeah.
Right.
Well, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. For myself, Tina Dobbs, and Pastor Joe Thompson, y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
All right.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.
The Truth Broadcast program is sponsored by the generous support of our partners and friends and by the ministries of Living Waters Church.
Welcome to the Truth Broadcast with Pastor Dwight Shepherd. On today's broadcast, we'll discover truth from God's Word that brings freedom. So grab your Bible as we join Pastor Dwight now for today's message.
You got your Bible, Matthew's Gospel, 6th chapter. Matthew's Gospel, 6th chapter. But I think I'll have Caden put the King James on the wall for us, because if we've memorized it, most likely we've memorized it in that version. Some people can't read a King James Version Bible, so I don't use it all the time, because it's written in Shakespearean English. It was translated in 1611 by commission of the King of England, King James. He wanted the translators to put it in contemporary modern English. So when you read the King James Bible, you're reading the way that they spoke in England in the 1600s when Shakespeare was doing his great works. I suggest that you keep your King James Bible handy. If you got it in your phone, keep it as part of your compare in your phone. I guarantee I do. And then go to these other translations like the NIV and things like the Passion and the Message and get a total overview.
The Truth Broadcast Program is sponsored by the generous support